Well, I think one of the biggest challenges I saw this year, and it's been similar to the previous few years too, is just managing residue to get the soybean seed in the right place so it can emerge successfully. And I think one of the biggest challenges is a lot of the seed has been placed in with the corn residue from the previous year. So you get really variable emergence happening in several fields, which can be a challenge. So there's many different ways to maybe approach that, and it is a challenge. So I don't know if there's the perfect answer, but I know a lot of guys will do some tillage on their farms. And generally, I would say I prefer fall tillage. You know, if you're doing vertical till in the fall, it really sizes the residue pretty nicely as well. Some of the concerns I have with some of the spring tillage is when we get some of those pounding rains and the soil has just been tilled up, it can create a bit of a crust. And then if it's followed by if we get a heat wave and we have some heat, it can really kind of bake that crust, and it's a challenge for that seed to get up through that. So I guess my preference, and everyone has different soil types, is I like the fall tillage. It helps break things down throughout the wintertime and early spring. So that'd be my preference. And then a second piece is go out there and check when you're planting that you have the right angle. I know generally we're planting soybeans at an angle, and every time that row crosses over an old corn row, check to see where that seed is placed. Is it being placed in the soil and having good seed-soil contact, or is it being placed in residue? Sometimes you'll see some hairpinning, is what we call it, when the seed is pushed down into the residue, and it can take weeks for that seed to imbibe enough water to germinate. So sometimes checking that angle, you know, I've seen some guys try to split the rows with corn and plant in the middle. You know, that can be a way to avoid having the issues of planting the seed into the residue.